Carla, could you please read item 305?
Yes. Amend contract with Housing Development Center for housing projects by $68,419 for a total value of $162,419 to support the Southwest Corridor Affordable Housing Opportunity Sites Development Feasibility Analysis.
Colleagues, in 2016, the City Council directed the Bureau of Planning, Sustainability and the Portland Housing Bureau to develop an equitable housing strategy to address potential displacement and housing choices in anticipation of a proposed light rail line along the Southwest Corridor. Significant planning and community outreach has been done, and a draft equitable housing strategy is now available online at portlandoregon.gov/BPS/76328. I don't expect anybody to remember that, but it's on the city website, which is being supplemented with a feasibility analysis of potential sites. The Housing Development Center has a successful history of providing a variety of technical assistance to affordable housing developers and owners, and it's already under contract with the Portland Housing Bureau to perform this exact kind of work. HDC has both the expertise and the capacity to perform needs assessments and financial analysis. Here to answer questions are Housing Portfolio Finance Coordinator Jill Chen and BPS Management Analyst Ryan Curran. Come on up. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Fantastic. Welcome, and thank you for being here. And if you could just reintroduce yourselves for the record, we'd appreciate it.
Jill Chen, Portland Housing Bureau.
Ryan Curran, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability.
Very good. Colleagues, any further questions?
So you're actually looking at real physical locations for potential housing, affordable housing in the Southwest Corridor?
These are potential sites, prototypes.
You say prototypes?
Yeah. Potential sites, up to 8 potential sites.
Okay.
Commissioner Fritz?
I just wanted to thank you for the community outreach. I see you were at my beloved Markham Elementary School and had over 100 people there representing communities of color and low-income folks. And it's really impressive that you chose to have it at the Title I school in the area. So thank you.
Thank you.
Well, then I'll take the opportunity to announce that our community partners are hosting another event at Markham on May 13th in the evening. And there will be some invitations to you all.
What time?
Yeah, I believe it's 4 to 7 p.m.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
Very good. Any further questions, colleagues? Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
One person signed
Very
up.
Very good.
Shedrick J. Wilkins.
Come on up, sir. You can just stay there if you want, mm-hmm. and if there's a response needed.
Yeah, I'm Cedric J. Wilkins. I want to tie this conversation with another one. I believe this area in Southwest Portland is very upbeat. It's, you know, part of the my son, he got a job as a janitor at Washington Square. You know, this area is full of Nike exec, you know, people fly in here and businessmen talk to Nike or Intel or something. If this area suffers in the future, it does mean we're headed into a bad situation economically. If there's a lot of unemployment in Southwest Portland, Beaverton, Hillsboro, we're in big trouble. And that means, you know, the Titanic's hit the waterline. And it's time to get the lifeboats out.
Thank you, sir. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, a recent study that was done at Portland State University showed that there's a lot of naturally affordable, naturally occurring affordable housing along the Southwest Corridor. And certainly in the Markham Elementary neighborhood, there are lots of families who need this planning. There are also lots of opportunity sites where there are some undesirable businesses, which I hope you're looking at very carefully. Aye.
Fish?
I'm very pleased to support this, and I just have a word of caution. We've been talking about a Southwest Corridor transportation plan for a while, which means that real estate investors have gone in and bought and sold the land many times over as we're still developing a strategy. What we learned in Interstate and some other projects is that it is very important that transportation, housing, and TriMet work closely. And in some instances, we had to think about linking our investment with agreements by TriMet and other partners to help us. So this is not going to be easy to achieve because of the speculation that's already going on with available land in that area. So I hope you're working very closely with PBOT and TriMet. And the council at some point may have to take up the issue of whether we link some of our investment with commitments from our other partners to help us deliver the housing. So thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you for your hard work on that.